The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. What we want to do this year is to take the words, the stances, the thoughts of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and to take a deeper look at them. We're trying to do a couple of things. One of them is obviously we would like to look at our own current situation, connect the dots, learn from the Imam. But in addition to that, we want to learn from the Imam himself, from his companions. And we have a wide range of things. When we say we want to learn from Imam Hussein, we shouldn't think that this is only going to be about the Qiyam of the Imam, which is just a few months, the whole Qiyam of the Imam. Rather, when we're learning from Imam Hussein, especially with what we have in front of us, we see that we can learn from him from before he became the Imam. We can learn after his imamate. Even when you divide his imamate into two parts, he was there as our Imam and our leader and the leader of the resistance in the time of Muawiyah. There's letters from Imam Hussein to Muawiyah. His stance at that time for us is very important. And then after that, of course, the Qiyam itself, which is unbelievable, and there's so many relevant lessons that we can draw from this. So, what happens is, for us, we kind of approach each Muharram, brothers and sisters, with a sense of urgency. We don't know how many times we have these dry runs or practice Muharrams take place before our real test, the living Imam. And what we want to do is we want to have learned those most relevant lessons while there's not live bullets. We want to make sure that we're on the right side of history. When God tests us with the Imam, we're on the right side of history. We've done the right things. We've taken the right stances. The idea of attending these majalis, being here, repeating these things to one another, these truths, attending the masa'ib, repeating the refrains that are there, all of those are to prepare us for our test and our Imam. So for us, this is very real. Now, what we're going to try and learn about tonight will be learning from some words that our Imam said about his companions. Those 72, those 100, depending on the narration, those people who made it. There are some very interesting points that we can learn about them. But how we'll start is first seeing how even those companions are relevant for us. How? In this way. If you look at the group of the companions, you'll see that they're a very interesting group of people. Some of the companions are old. Some of the companions are young. Some of the companions knew our Imam from his childhood. They grew up with the Imam. Other companions, no. They got to meet the Imam along the way. Even the ethnic backgrounds of the companions are very different. Their levels of religiosity prior to the advent of Karbala is also very different. You have some of them who knew the Imam as a child who've been preparing for this great event, and you had other people who were very new to the path. There's some people who became Shia on the way. They met the Imam, then they became Shia. So you look at this diverse group, old, young, some people, even the socioeconomic status of these people was so different. But you do see one thing about these people. The thing about these people is that they passed an incredible test. I hope brothers and sisters realize this, and I'm saying this as a reminder to myself first. We should not think that the test of Karbala was an easy test. That would be a disservice to us ourselves to tell us that, oh, it was just a walk in the park. They did the right thing. They saw the Imam. No, it was an incredible test. Even though the advent of Karbala had been prophesized, people knew from the time of the Prophet ﷺ and Amirul Mu'mineen, they had been told this advent is going to happen. You would think people would have been able to prepare themselves. But no, we found so many people who failed that test. So that comes to tonight's question, which is what made the companions, and inshallah I want to share the words of the Imam about the companions, what made the companions so special? And then if we're trying to look for relevant lessons, we're trying to draw inspiration from this, what do we have to do to be like them? At least to move in that direction. The one thing that we can say about the companions is this. Their faith was incredibly strong. I want to share the actual hadith, but take this from me. Their faith was incredibly strong, such that the Imam was able to show them their place in paradise before the battle. That's not normal iman. That's not everyday iman. I would describe their faith, brothers and sisters, as iman which was Ashura'i. Ashura'i. And what I want to talk about is a little bit of that kind of iman. But allow me to talk a little bit about the words of the Imam. We'll see where we get the inspiration from. So now I want to share some of the words of the Imam about his companions. The Imam says this. He says, "Inni la a'lamu ashaban awfa wa khayran min ashabi." Truly, this is now Imam Hussein speaking, the ultimate compliment that any Imam can give his followers. "I know no companions, no ashab, more loyal and better than my companions." Then he talked about his family. "Wala ahla baytin abar wa awsal min ahla bayti." And I know no family that's more connected, tighter, more dutiful than my family. The Imam prayed for them. "Fajazakumullah anni khayra." May Allah bless you on my behalf. The Imam praying for these individuals. What happened though was after that, our Imam was very transparent with his companions. He didn't butter them up. He told them, he said that whoever stays with me will definitely be killed. So I know you, you're wonderful, no one better than you, you're loyal, you've passed this test, as I've mentioned. Just understanding what was at stake and how serious this was and the test that they passed, that would take a discussion on its own. Now they pass that test. The Imam gives them the good tidings. He says that you are the best. But then he gives them an out. The Imam said that you are the best. It's not haram now. You can go. Whoever wants to leave, go. Actually, take advantage of the night. Leave. Whoever stays is just going to be killed. The companions, to a man, insisted that they would defend the Imam. They showed their loyalty. "We would rather be killed." They spoke after that. When they had been given the way out, then the Imam showed them their place in paradise. What Imam Sadiq says is that the veil was removed and they saw their manazil in paradise. They saw their stations in paradise. So now, for us, because we're trying to learn from them, we don't think this happened by magic. There was something they did first, effort they made, and then after that, the Imam saw that readiness, they've done their part, then the Imam steps in, and now then they can see their places in paradise before the battle begins. Iman, which is Ashura'i.
Allahumma ja'al mahyaya mahya Muhammad wa al Muhammad ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.
Hussein, you live forever. To Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.